Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your account management and energy consumption by downloading the MyMTE app. Just download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. That's MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. And to make my day better, we have Rachel Singer online with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Always brings a smile whenever we get to talk Parks and Rec, and Rachel too. So good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, good to have you here today. And you know, there's nothing like, you know, 72 degrees at 10:38 in the morning just to make you really get that cabin fever kind of thing. You need to get out and get out of the office.
Absolutely. I have been out already today. Made it a point to start my day out there. So, yep. The joys of working with Parks and Rec is,
yeah.
You know, you've got to get out in the parks and make sure everything's okay.
That's right. That's right. And if it takes a little longer, who knows? But anyway.
Right.
So, we've got spring, we've got summer coming up, and I know springtime is really a huge time of the year, and just about every softball park you're going to have full here real soon, if not already.
Right. Yes. And, you know, it's funny because people ask what we do in the wintertime, and really we don't slow down. We just kind of transition through the seasons. So, yes, you're right. Spring is upon us, and all the ball fields, all the trails are going to be filled up and already are. So I was out yesterday in a couple of parks, and it was hard to find a parking spot.
Ah, that's always... That's another sign of who needs a groundhog in February when you can
That's
just look
right.
out, you know, and
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
So I guess the biggest thing to make sure people know is your website is a great resource to find out what programs are out there, when signups are going on, the various things that are going on with Parks and Rec. So that's probably your best place to start, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We keep that up to date, and we've done a lot of improvements over a short amount of time. And so, yes, really driving people to look up information on our website, and that's going to be the most accurate and give you the most information. And then, of course, we have many, many Facebook pages, depending on, you know, facilities and specific programming where we push that information out as well.
So I know you said that, you know, it really doesn't stop in the wintertime. You just transition. And I would think that this is the time of the year that you begin to make that transition to more using more of the outdoor facilities and things.
Right. Yep. So lots of registrations, lots of programming coming up. We did just open our summer camp registration on March 1st, and that was a big hit. We've got a lot that are full already, but we still have several that are open. So if parents are, you know, looking for some fun activities to keep the kiddos entertained this summer, I really encourage them to look at our summer camp list.
So when you say summer camps, are these just different types of camps and day camps, or kind of, I guess some of them are all different, really?
They are, yeah. It's I'm really proud of the staff and how creative they are. And so each of our divisions offer camps, and that could be anything from various sports camps to our outdoor camps to our cultural arts camps. And we really make sure that we offer that for all age groups and then all activities. So there really is something for everyone. And they are all day camps. They range, you know, for times, and we try to kind of hit the right time frame for the ages of the kids. But, you know, it's a great alternative also for parents that might have to work and are looking for something fun for the kids to do, where they can drop them off and then pick them up at the end of the day and know that they're safe and entertained and might even learn something.
Well, I would think, since you mentioned just a second ago that some of your camps are already full or getting close to it, that now's the time to be thinking about that, because in a few weeks you may not have that opportunity.
Yes, I really encourage you. They went quick on Friday, and we still have several that are open. So if somebody is thinking about participating this summer, they should, you know, jump online, see what's open, and then all the phone numbers are there. Registration is also online, so I encourage them to do that sooner than later.
Okay, very good. And these go all through the summer, I would assume, too.
They do. Yep. And so, like I said, just working with the staff and having that wide range of ages and activities, but also the different weeks of the summer. We've spread them out, so you could literally have your kid come at each camp, be taken care of for the summer.
Yeah,
if you're good at organizing.
Yeah, that's true. better get to hustling though.
So,
you can get to that all from your website too, right?
Yes, MurfreesboroParks.com will take you directly there, or you can go through the city website, which is MurfreesboroTN.gov, and then look up the parks page.
All right, good stuff. Rachel Singer is joining us today with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. And you said some new programming starting up. Do you want to hit on any of those that we might need to know about?
Well, just like you said, spring is a new transition and, brings a whole other set of programs, and all of that will be listed on our website. So really encourage anybody to check that out. We've got great volunteer opportunities as well with our Outdoor Murfreesboro program. They've got a whole page that will list out different volunteer opportunities. So that could be anything from litter cleanup to bluebird box monitoring. So really just kind of a wide range. If you're wanting to get outside and do some service projects, that's a fun list to look at. And we've got conservation days coming up. We've got a whole list of opportunities for Earth Day is in April. So lots of great activities to get outside and be in our parks.
Yeah, sounds like it. And so speaking of park, there's a new park coming, the skate park that everybody is, and the pump track, and everybody's really, really excited about that.
Yeah, it is exciting. Murfreesboro is well due this type of activity, and the community has wanted it for a long time. So there's a lot of excitement around it. And when dirt starts moving, that really means that it's happening. And the time frame is pretty short now. Now that they've begun construction on it. And so hoping to get that open in May or the first part of the summer and have people out there enjoying it. That's going to be at Old Fort Park. And if you're familiar with the park, it's where the old pavilions used to be. And those were taken down several years ago and just been green space. So now we've got an area, plenty of parking, and people are going to be able to enjoy that skate park.
Very good. I look forward to that. And you're probably just days or weeks away from moving into some new offices, too, I would think.
That, too. Yes. Lots of excitement. Yeah. The Parks and Recreation Admin Office will be moving to Thompson Lane, repurposing a building there. And it's going to be very functional for us. We're kind of spread out through the park system in different buildings and facilities. And so this is going to bring us an opportunity to get under one roof, and it's going to help with organization and brainstorming, and just kind of all being in the same place. So we're excited.
Yeah, unless you're out checking the parks, on a nice day
right.
like this,
we'll have to do that.
But I mean, you're really close to two of the trailheads over there as well, so that's a good excuse to get out and just hit the trail. So.
It is. Yep. The Greenway is right behind us. And so, it'll be a great opportunity.
Rachel Singer with us with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. And before our time gets away, I know that very close to where your new admin offices are going to be is some battlefield property. And kind of walk us through some of the ideas going on over there and how Parks and Rec might get involved.
Sure. Another property that we're excited about that we're working towards, getting it open for the public to offer some more hiking opportunities it was the old GE plant. And so right now it's just kind of a flat area with a big chain link fence around it. And that property was purchased through American Battlefield Trust. And then the city was able to obtain it. And so we're going to be the managers of it, but we're working really closely with the National Park Service Stones River Battlefield, because that's the history part of it. You know, there were some historical significance to the battle that happened on that particular property. So working with them to make that property look seamless between, they've got McFadden Farms, which is going to be right behind it. And, you know, we're going to remove the ugly chain link fencing and go back with some nice snake rail fencing, which is that zigzag cedar post fencing mm-hmm. that you see all over the battlefield, and then be able to mow some trails in there so that the public will really be able to move from our greenway onto battlefield property, which is McFadden Farms, and then onto this new property pretty seamless. And they might not even realize that, you know, it's different managing entities. So we're excited about that. We've got some new interpretive signage coming. And I think it's going to be, you know, just a great addition to some green space in that area.
The Greenway Trail, if you, you know, kind of go along the Stones River from the trailhead there at Thompson Lane, and I'm very bad at knowing what directions, but if you go left,
right, yeah, correct, you know, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, you wind up in kind of an open area, and then it's like, okay, does this end? Is this part of it? So you're saying now we're going to be able to have this maybe seamlessly tied in and add more of a trail area through there.
That's right. It won't be true Greenway, mm-hmm. But yeah, just like you said, that the Greenway kind of ends there. You go up the hill to McFadden Farm. It has the monument that's there, and at that point, that becomes Battlefield. They've got some trails already established through there, and then you'll be able to wind onto this new property.
Very good. That's going to be exciting. Is do you have a time frame for that and how that might look?
I don't have a time frame quite yet. We're working on bidding the fence out right now. A great opportunity for the public, though, is Park Day. We always partner with the battlefield on Park Day, and we kind of flip-flop the parks that we work in because we do have several areas that are adjacent to each other between National Park Service and City of Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. So this year we're going to be working on that property. So that is going to be April. Let me make sure to tell you right. Looks like April 13th. That's a work day. We're going to be removing some old fencing and cutting out some privet, kind of clearing some area. And that's all going to be in conjunction with getting this new property open. So if anybody is interested in helping out, look up Park Day.
Okay, awesome. And I know that a lot of things still have to come together and whatnot, but when the process starts, will it be open while you're making some of these trails and things, or is it going to just kind of be all unveiled at one time?
To be determined, I'll say
gotcha.
That.
Okay.
Yep. But we are interested in getting it open as soon as possible. So,
yeah.
Hopefully we can have that, you know, open in the next year.
Well, I know, gosh, I'm already jumping too far ahead, but you know, summer's going to be really busy and fireworks and pool opening and all that kind of stuff. So, it's really a fun time of the year. So I hope you can get out and enjoy some of our great parks and trailways and greenways and things of that nature here in Murfreesboro. And got over to Central Valley Road, I guess it was maybe last week or so, and it was pretty nice going over there. So,
right, that's a pretty new section we have over there.
Yeah, Rachel, it's been fun. I appreciate you spending some time with us here this morning.
Anytime, thanks,
all right.
Ryan.
Thank you. That's Rachel Singer joining us with Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. If you missed part of it, check the podcast at WGNSradio.com under Rutherford Issues.